Nick DeGilio here on Chicago's very own 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate studios here, and I am really thrilled to welcome to the show my next guest. There is it's hard for me to believe that it's the 35th class reunion for National Lampoon's Animal House. 35 years ago that film came out, which I'm just makes me feel very old. But they're having a great reunion at the Hollywood Palms and Hollywood Boulevard theaters, the one in Woodridge and the one in Naperville, Hollywood Palms and Hollywood Boulevard. And some of the cast members are coming in, and it will be Stephen Furst, Karen Allen, Mark Metcalf, and Otis Day are coming. And Otis Day is going to be performing before each screening. And also going to be there is Judy Belushi, John Belushi's widow, and Maddie Simmons, who is a producer on National Lampoon's Animal House, which, of course, has gone on to become a classic comedy. And my guest played Babs in the film, and we want to welcome her to the show, and it's Martha Smith. Martha, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Nick. It's very good to be here.
Yeah. Obviously, this is such a classic film. And I first thing I have to ask you is, how often do you get asked to say this?
This is absolutely gross. That boy is a P-I-G pig.
Yeah. How often does that happen?
Well, let's see. At a dollar a pop, I'm doing really well with that one. All the time.
I
and
bet
you know what's funny? Who knew that that line, that was my only real improv in the movie. The movie was very tightly scripted, and I just decided to spell it out. The line was, that boy is a pig, and I just said, P-I-G, pig. It's funny because even Belushi's gesture there with the zit, that became so iconic and well-remembered.
Yeah, let's see if you can guess what I am now.
Right.
I saw this movie. I was 13 years old when it came out. So, you know, big life-changing movie for a 13-year-old kid. Obsessed with Saturday Night Live. And I love this movie so much. I know it by heart. And I'm sure that, are you surprised that 35 years later that this movie is still so vital and so funny and that people still love it?
You know, I think we were all surprised right around the 10-year anniversary, because at that point you're thinking, wow. But after that it gets to be, I mean, I'm expecting to be 85 years old and doing the Animal Home reunion, you know, with our walkers. Because now it's sort of, it just seems to not, it doesn't lessen, it doesn't die, it just keeps on getting more fans and younger ones.
I interviewed John Landis, who's been on the show several times. And
I love John.
He is, first of all, an incredible storyteller. My God.
Yes.
And,
God.
So funny. But, like, essentially, nobody had any idea that this thing was going to take off. Tell me about how you got the part, first of all.
That is kind of funny. I was originally reading for the part of Mandy, who was kind of my nemesis, who ended up being Belushi's girlfriend. But I was also, at the same time, I was up for a part in General Hospital, and I was so keen to get this role on a soap opera. I just wanted it so bad, you know?
Yeah.
And I blew the final screen test for the... And I thought, oh, no, I have to go do this stupid low-budget comedy thing up in Oregon. I don't know. It's going to go straight to video. That's what we called it in the day.
Yeah.
But I got Mandy. I read for her a couple times. And then I read the script a little more carefully, and I thought, Babs is so much funnier. And I asked them if I could do Babs on my, like, I think, third callback. I was there for about an hour and a half, and they said, yeah. And that's how I got that part.
That's great. Now, did you have to did you get callbacks? Did you have to – how many times did you have to audition?
There were three. I know I got the picture. I got hired like the day before my birthday, and I think a week later we were heading up to Oregon. So it was all in the fall.
Wow.
Yeah. And I remember the first time was just with the casting director, and then everybody was on the last one. It was like a whole room full of people.
Mm-hmm. By the way, the dates that you can come and see Animal House with the cast there and Otis Day performing, November 15th through the 17th. Atriptothemovies.com is the website where you can get all the information. Atriptothemovies.com is the website. Do you have fun going to these reunions, Martha? Do you have a good time?
Oh, yes, I do. I love seeing everybody. We were just in Toronto up at the – I don't know if you talked to John before or after that, but we were at the Toronto Film Festival has ongoing screenings, and they had sort of a kickoff week or month of comedy films in America, and they started it with ours. They kind of blamed all the subsequent ones on us. You know, And so we had Ivan Reitman and John Landis and Maddie Simmons, who will be here with us.
You know, it's amazing. I mean, you know, lightning doesn't strike like this very often. It just seemed like it was the right people. It was the right time. Everything seemed to just be in the cards for the success of this movie.
It's serendipity, totally. However, you got to give a big nod to a couple of people that without whose ingredients this just couldn't have. Of course, the writing. You know, I can't say enough about the writers. Particularly, I'm fond of Mr. Doug Kenny, who is no longer with us.
Yeah.
So I like to give him a big nod also. And the casting director, Michael Chinich, had a way of, you know, all these unknowns that he was juggling against the will of the studio. He had a way of figuring out whose energy was going to bounce off each other best, along with the energy of John Landis, which is quite formidable, you know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you look back at some of the cast members who've gone out. I mean, so many people have gone on to do great things. And, you know, Kevin Bacon, it's one of his first movies.
Hey, I had billing above Kevin Bacon. That will never happen again.
And Tom Hulse, you know, uh-huh. is in this film. And obviously, this was the first movie that that John Belushi did. And
Karen Allen.
And Karen Allen, who is, you know, has gone on to a lot of great stuff. But Belushi, you know, was the breakout star on Saturday Night Live at the time. And
right.
I've talked to John about this in the past. His schedule was absolutely insane when he was shooting this film, correct?
Yes,
I mean, he was still flying back and forth. Yeah.
Yeah, he was flying from New York. And, I mean, we were in Oregon, so, you know, in those days, we had the old prop planes. No, you know, it was quite a haul.
Yeah.
He did have a little house that they got him. The rest of us stayed at this kind of, let's say, 2-star motel.
Yeah, yeah. Now,
yeah.
How much stuff you said that you improvised the P.I.G. pig part? How much stuff was there a lot of improvisation, especially because of the background that Belushi came from?
That's the common misunderstanding, is that people think maybe it was more like sketch comedy, like Saturday Night Live. But no, honestly, because the writing was so extraordinarily superb, we didn't, and we weren't even encouraged to. So I think I said, you know, when I punched that little teddy bear at the time Greggy was setting up, I said, "Teddy, that wasn't in the script," but I couldn't help myself. Babs just felt so bad when he punched my teddy bear.
Yeah.
But, you know, those are just teeny little things. Stephen first had a couple of great ones when he ran out of the Dexter Roadhouse and he said, "The Negroes took our dates."
Yeah.
You know, that was an improv. But I don't think you could have more than, I swear there's probably less than a dozen improvisational lines in that movie.
That's a surprise. You know, a lot of people are probably surprised by that. It is a great script, and it was
incredible.
And another guy, Harold Ramis, who's gone on to become one of the most formidable, you know, directors on the planet.
He was not on the set, so I didn't get to know him, but Doug was there, and Doug was really active. He was actually playing Stork, the guy who leads. Yeah. And so I got to know Doug quite well.
What do you expect us to do, you moron?
Moron.
that's Doug Kenny right there. Great writer for National Lampoon. Tell me about how National Lampoon was involved in the film. I know that Maddie Simmons was involved in National Lampoon, and Doug Kenny was a writer for National Lampoon. How much input did they have, that the staff of National Lampoon have on the film?
Well, it was kind of, you know, it was the name. It was where the comedy sprung from and what the style of the comedy was. So Doug was the face of it on the set. Maddie was not around very much at all on the filming. However, he was the man behind, you know, he's the one who took the first show on the road that became SNL later, the first stage play. And so the influence was strong. And, you know, it was Harvard Lampoon, then National Lampoon.
Mm-hmm.
But the writing, I think the reason the movie was such a success was that relatability factor of those characters, and then the way they spoke. You know, you knew a Babs. We all knew a Babs. We all knew a Bluto. We all knew a Flounder. We all knew a Boone, you know?
Yeah. And there's so many great things. I believe the relationship that I like the most in the movie is between Tim Matheson and Peter Riegert.
Mm-hmm.
They're so hilarious together in the movie.
As they are in life, actually, those two guys.
Yeah, so great stuff. By the way, if you want to come and see the 35th anniversary class reunion of National Lampoon's Animal House, Hollywood Boulevard in the Woodridge and Hollywood Palms in Naperville, Friday, November 15th, Saturday, November 16th, and Sunday, November 17th. Maddie Simmons is going to be there. Otis Day is going to perform. Mark Metcalf, Karen Allen, Stephen Furst, Judy Belushi, and our guest Martha Smith will be there live. Do you ever get sick of seeing the movie, Martha? What was the last time you saw it?
Actually, I didn't see it in Toronto. They screened it in Toronto, but they took us to this fabulous dinner while it was screening. So I missed it there. But I usually see it at these reunions. I don't really see it on TV, even though I know it airs like every week, I think, that producers tell me. But I see it seldom, but I do not get tired of it. No, yeah, I really don't.
I bet. Do you got residual checks still coming in, Martha?
That's an interesting question, Nick. I get, a few dollars here and there, but basically the last, the unions have gotten weird with residuals out here. They kind of stopped paying them.
Really?
I've done TV series that I've syndicated and gone on to DVD sales and whatnot, and I just get nothing. They just kind of stop. I call SAG and they just say, take a number.
I want to talk about some of the stuff that you've done on television. And I know that a lot of people absolutely remember you from Scarecrow and Mrs. King, and I want to talk a little bit about that as well. So, Martha, hold on, okay?
Okay.
All right, Martha Smith is with us. She played Babs in Animal House, and which will be screened November 15th through the 17th. Hollywood Boulevard in Woodridge, Hollywood Palms in Naperville, a cast reunion. Judy Belushi will be there, producer Maddie Simmons, and Otis Day and the Knights will perform. All of the information is at our Facebook page, facebook.com/NickDShow, and at atriptothemovies.com. That's going to be a blast. It's going to be such a great weekend. All right, we will take a quick break. It is Nick DiGilio on WGN. Nick DiGilio here on Chicago's very own 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate Studios on the 7th floor of Trib Tower here until 5 a.m. And in a few days, you will be able to see National Lampoon's Animal House on the big screen with a cast reunion and a performance by Otis Day, producer Maddie Simmons, John Belushi's widow, Judy Belushi, at the Hollywood Boulevard in Woodridge, Hollywood Palms in Naperville. atriptothemovies.com is the website, and it's going to be a really fun weekend. And my guest is Martha Smith, who played Babs in Animal House, and we welcome her back to the show. Welcome back, Martha.
Thank you, Nick. Are you coming?
I actually have that weekend off. I usually have a show on Saturday night, but I actually have that weekend off, so the odds are that I will be there.
Oh, good. And I'll be selling some of the scripts, too, the Animal House original, the final draft copy that'll be autographed, and you can look at that to see where the improvs were and weren't and where the changes were.
Awesome. That's great. And Stephen Furst is going to be there, Karen Allen, Mark Metcalf, yourself, and Judy Belushi, who, by the way, wrote an incredible mm-hmm. book about John, one of my favorite books. I've had her on the show as well.
Have you?
Yeah. She's fantastic.
Love her.
Yeah. And tell me about I'm sure you get this question all the time. What was it like to work with John Belushi?
I do get that probably more there. The other funny one is, did you get to meet John Belushi?
Did you get to meet John Belushi?
Yeah, it's like maybe they didn't see the movie. But anyways, working with him, it sounds maybe not what would be an interesting answer, but the truth of the matter is it's kind of like what you would imagine it would be. He is every bit as amusing and fun and funny and actually big-hearted. And just to me, he was the satellite of the movie. Everything kind of revolved around him, and that's the way it ended up playing, too. But he's always wanted to make you laugh, and he always did.
And how much stuff got cut out of the movie that you guys filmed? Because I know that I know that Landis had a cameo that he shaved his beard off to do.
Yeah, he did that thing in the cafeteria, actually.
Yeah, and they cut that. Was there a lot of stuff that ended up on the cutting room floor?
Well, I had a scene. If you remember when Babs, when we're on the Camelot John Kennedy float there at the end and everything crashes and I get off and my dress gets ripped off, remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, right before that was a scene. But when it was snowing in Oregon when we shot that scene, it wasn't supposed to be snowing. And so during the close-ups, we had big snowflakes melting down our faces that didn't match. And so that whole scene got cut. And then you just see us waving on the float, and then all of a sudden I'm jumping off with no dress.
No.
And what happened in that scene was we got in an argument about the boyfriend that we both shared, and she just ripped my dress off.
So. Oh, okay. And suddenly you just didn't have a dress.
Yeah. It worked.
You ever hear from people who go on the Universal Tour and ask for Babs? Does that ever?
Yes. Yep. I know somebody who used to be a tour guide, and he said back in the day, and he said they did it all the time. They actually got a break on the price or something, you know? Landis put that in so many movies. He put it, like, in Trading Places and all his movies afterwards.
Yeah. It was for those of you who don't know, explain what we're talking about for people who might not know.
I don't even know whose original idea it was, but the end of the Animal House, when they have the Universal logo come up, Babs, as we all had a different future career at the end of the movie in the freeze frames, Bab was a Universal tour guide. So at the end of the film, they stuck up a little thing at Universal. They said, the tour, this is S for Babs.
Yeah,
and then Landis put it at the end of all of his pictures.
Yeah, such a great thing. That's so funny. You worked in a lot of television, Martha. Did you prefer working on episodic television to the films?
No, I actually went backwards. Like most people start on stage, do TV, and then film. I started in film, then did TV instead.
Oh, okay.
I like to be different. No, it's just the way it went, you know. I got television work pretty much immediately after Animal House and then just stayed there.
Yeah.
I do like it.
Yeah. You have a lot of credits, too. I mean, you did a lot of TV shows. What was it like to do Scarecrow and Mrs. King, a very popular show in the 80s?
You know how popular it is? This is my year of anniversaries of all my things I've done. And Scarecrow just had a big event about a week or two ago here in L.A. For our 30-year anniversary. And people flew in. Get this. This is an old show. People flew in from Italy, from England, from Malaysia, from Australia, from all over the world for this fan event for the show.
Amazing.
Yeah, it was. They're amazing fans. They are so dedicated to that show. And, you know, our original show was created by the Mary Hartman creators, Eugenie Ross Lemmings and Brad Buckner. So we had also that little bit of an edge in our original show of satirical comedy, and I got to play the setup character for Kate Jackson, which was fun.
Mm-hmm.
But I enjoyed that show. It was 4 years.
Yeah, it was a fun show. It really was. Now, you mentioned that you're doing cabaret. Are you singing still?
No, I'm not. That's a funny story, too.
Okay.
My husband actually was a singer, and when we met, we were doing this show together, and then he kind of fired my keyboard and hired a better one and fired my bass player and hired a better one and fired me and married me, and that's how we got a band.
Wow.
That's how you get a band.
Okay, there you go. That's how you do it. You know, it's got to be really gratifying, Martha, to be a part of, like, Scarecrow and Mrs. King and something like National Lampoon's Animal House. That people treasure and really love. I mean, the movie really means a lot to me. Along with Saturday Night Live and Animal House, and then the movies that came out recently after that, you know, including like Caddyshack and Stripes and all that stuff. Those were the films that were very seminal and shaped the way that I do comedy here. And so they're really important to me. It's got to be gratifying to be a part of something that means a lot to people.
Yeah, like you said about lightning striking, it does feel like to be very blessed and very, very lucky to, you know, there's so many projects out there and it falls into your lap. And especially when you think, you know, like you said, nobody knew this was going to be that kind of a film, except John Landis did send us little postcards in our Oregon mailbox saying, "We are making a classic movie." And we all went, uh-huh.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, well, it turned out to be a classic, and again, the 35th class reunion of National Lampoon's Animal House is happening November 15th, 16th, and 17th, Hollywood Boulevard in Woodridge, Hollywood Palms in Naperville, and Otis Day is going to perform before each screening. Maddie Simmons, the producer, is going to be there. Judy Belushi is going to be there. And in addition to Martha Smith, who we're talking to now, Stephen First, Karen Allen, Mark Metcalf are also going to be there accompanying the screening. And the Hollywood Palms and Hollywood Boulevard, great places. You can eat, you can have some food, you can enjoy some booze, and you can watch National Lampoon's Animal House, one of the greatest comedies ever made. Martha, it was a real, real pleasure talking to you. And, you know, I'm always thrilled to talk to someone who is in one of my favorite movies of all time.
Oh, thanks so much, Nick. Yeah. And I can't promise, but I think there might be a cake with 35 candles, an Eat Me cake that I have requested.
There you go. An Eat Me cake. Okay. All right, Martha. Thank you so much. Really fun talking to you.
Thank you, Nick.
All right, take care. There you go. Martha Smith, who plays Babs. You can see it live with the cast members and Otis Day performing Friday, the 15th of November through Sunday, the 17th of November, coming up in just a few days. Hollywood Palms and Hollywood Boulevard. Check out atriptothemovies.com, or you can go to our Facebook page to get all the details. All right, it's Nick DiGilio on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.